Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into The Great Mental Models Volume 2 by Shane Parrish and Rhianna Beaubien. So, Sophie, have you ever felt like your brain is just this messy desk with papers everywhere?
Oh, all the time. That's exactly why this book hooked me. It's basically a toolkit for clearing that desk, showing how the laws of physics and biology can help us think better in everyday life.
And it starts with this idea that the map is not the territory. I love that phrase. It's like our mental models of the world are just maps, not the real thing. They're always incomplete.
Right.
And when we forget that, we get stuck. We cling to a plan, even when everything's changed, just because it feels right. Or we hold people to who we think they should be instead of seeing who they actually are.
So the fix is humility. Constantly checking our maps against reality and being willing to redraw them. That's the foundation for everything else.
Exactly. And that leads to another model, the circle of competence. You know, Warren Buffett's idea. We all have areas where we really know what we're doing, and outside that circle, we're just guessing.
The danger is not knowing where the edge of your circle is. Ego pushes you outside it, and then you make these big, confident mistakes. The trick is to be honest about what you don't know.
And a small, well-defined circle beats a big, fuzzy one any day. It's like knowing exactly which tools you're good with instead of pretending you can fix anything.
Then they talk about thinking from first principles, which is basically how Elon Musk builds rockets. Instead of accepting that rockets are expensive, he broke it down to raw materials and rebuilt from scratch.
So in daily life, that means asking, if I were starting fresh with no constraints, what would I do? It's a way to escape conventional wisdom and see the real problem.
And then there's the Red Queen effect from Alice in Wonderland. You have to run as fast as you can just to stay in place. In a competitive world, if you're not improving, you're falling behind.
That one's a bit scary, but also liberating. There's no finish line. The only sustainable advantage is learning faster than everyone else.
Then they bring in evolution and the idea of the niche. You don't have to be the best at everything. You just need to find that specific spot where you fit perfectly and face less competition.
Instead of asking how to be better than everyone, ask where you can be the only one. That's how you build a career that's both rare and valuable.
And speaking of value, there's the law of diminishing returns. At first, adding more effort gives you big results, but then the curve flattens, and eventually, more actually makes things worse.
That's a reminder to find the sweet spot, that point of optimal performance. Working 80 hours a week doesn't give you twice the results of 40. It often gives you less, because you're burned out.
Then there's the tipping point, or critical mass. Like a sand pile, where one more grain causes an avalanche. Systems stay stable, then suddenly shift. Small actions can have huge consequences.
That makes me think about habits. You do the small thing daily and nothing seems to change, then suddenly it clicks. Or a market crashes out of nowhere. It's humbling because you can't always predict the exact moment.
And finally, the Pareto principle, the 80-20 rule. 80% of your results come from 20% of your efforts. It's a license to be strategically lazy. Focus on the vital few, not the trivial many.
That's so freeing. You don't have to do everything well. You just have to find a few things that really matter and double down on them.
So all these models fit together. The map is not the territory warns you your view is incomplete. The circle of competence tells you where to trust it. First principles helps you build new understanding. The Red Queen reminds you to keep updating. And the Pareto principle tells you where to focus.
It's like having a whole operating system for your brain, replacing reactive, emotional thinking with something more structured. You start seeing the patterns in the chaos.
The part that got me was the idea that wisdom isn't about intelligence, it's about having better tools. These natural laws are the rules of the game we're all playing. Once you learn them, you can stop fighting the current and start working with it.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. But the bottom line is this: the world is complex, but it's not random. There are patterns and laws that govern everything. This book gives you the lens to see them. We'll see you in the next one.